Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
Train your body. Here's exercise physiologist Melanie Cole, MS.
What is CrossFit? Is there a way that you can take your workouts and combine your body weight exercises, your cardiovascular exercises, and kind of make it a circuit that's going to be really so effective that that may be all you need to do? Does it work? Would it work for you? My guest is Dr. Yuri Fato. He's an exercise physiologist from Kennesaw State University. So welcome to the show, Dr. Fato. Let's talk about CrossFit. What is it?
Well, CrossFit is a, it's a variety of exercises put together in a nutshell. I mean, obviously, it's been on for several years, and just in about the last 5 or 6 years, or probably the last 3 years, it's gotten really, really good, following and supporting ever since it made it into the ESPN mainstream, everybody started following. But, I have to say that CrossFit itself, it's an affiliation program. So you want to make sure that if you are going to that type of facility, you want to make sure that they are affiliated with CrossFit as an organization. But the training program itself, it's a combination of a lot of things. It's a combination of body weight exercises, a combination of resistance training or weight training. It's a combination of Olympic lifting, gymnastics, flexibility exercises. So it's really a combination of a lot of old, quote-unquote old activities and programs that have been going on for a lot of years. It's just a matter of, they were able to put together and create a product that it's very relatively safe and effective, and it's working out for a lot of people.
Give us an example of, a beginning CrossFit workout. What would you do? Would you have somebody starting, they get a little warm-up in, and then what? You have them doing push-ups, then a lunge, then a something. Give us a little example.
Well, I mean, I think it's kind of hard to say to answer that question specifically. But, I mean, if you wanted to do a CrossFit-type workout, and I have to be very, very careful because using the word CrossFit, it's a trademark word, and, there's some legalities that come behind of it. But, if you just wanted to do a sort of a whole-body workout, if you will.
Why don't we call it a circuit training?
Yeah, you could. Let's do that. So you want to do a circuit training type of exercise. You could do a squat. Just an air squat, basically just you're standing upright and you kind of bring yourself down as far as you can, to about parallel from the knees, about 90 degree angle, then you stand right back up. You could do a push-up. You could do what they call a burpee, for example, where you start standing up, you come down, sort of put yourself in a push-up position. Bring yourself up from that push-up position and take a small hop.
I hate burpees.
Most people do. I kind of enjoy them myself. So it's just, those three basic exercises, a push-up, a burpee, and a squat.
Okay, so now I do something very similar with my, clients when I'm working with them, and I'll have them do maybe a jump squat. Then maybe have them go down, do some push-ups, and then the walking squats, side walking squats, where you're taking the side step as you go down, side step, keeping that heart rate up, getting it up and down, kind of the whole time, maybe lunges off the treadmill, then back on the treadmill for just a few minutes, and then back off again.
Yep. I mean, I think the concept of that circuit training, it's a valid concept. I mean, there's a lot of literature out there. There's a lot of research studies that show that it's an effective way of training. But, the biggest problem is that, most people, we obviously have a somewhat of an obesity and overweight problem in the country and around the world. So most people are not at that level to be able to do that type of exercise off the bat. Your general individual is not going to be able to go from the couch to do that type of exercise. So there's some steps that we have to take to be able to get to that point. And that's a thing that's really, really important. If you want to go back to CrossFit, we don't have the data to say that, it's very dangerous, and, we don't have the numbers. I mean, we have an idea of how dangerous it may be, if it is dangerous at all. I mean, there's some inherent danger in any physical activity. So, but I think the biggest problem is that people are coming from, to be blunt, it's either coming from the couch and then going to a CrossFit gym, And they're getting hurt because they're not capable of doing some of those movements. That doesn't mean that, quote-unquote, CrossFit is creating the problem. It's just that they're not ready. But And I answer that way just because we started talking about CrossFit. I just want to make that really clear. But from a circuit training standpoint, you know, it's the same thing. You know, you have pretty much the same risk of becoming injured from going from the couch to a circuit training program if you don't sort of pace yourself as you move forward.
Well, and that's, you know, that's one of the advantages of having a trainer put you through something, or sure, even a buddy, because
Absolutely.
The buddy can have you, or the trainer can kind of keep an eye on you. As yeah, I look at some of my heart patients and I have them doing some various things, but then I'm always on the alert for dizziness and nausea and things that come with mm-hmm. those circuits. And as you say, it is something that you don't want to go from the couch to one of these kinds of programs. However, that being said, you can modify it. You can start with a little modified burpee. For example, I have people hold on to a bar or the treadmill edge,
yep,
and just go out, you know, open their legs, sort of almost like little half jacks.
Yep, absolutely.
You know, I mean, little jumping jacks.
Modify everything. Yep, absolutely.
So that's a key, is to being able to modify. But then if you want to take it up hard, when you're working with someone on a hard circuit, how long do you like to do a circuit?
Well, I mean, the circuits could be, depending on really what you're targeting. I mean, I would probably say no more than 30 seconds for one specific interval, if you will. Give them a rest, you know, or take a rest for about 30 seconds or longer. Usually you want to do a 1-to-1 ratio. So if you worked out for 30 seconds, you want to give yourself at least 30 seconds, or 2-to-1, where or 1-to-2, however you want to call it. But you know, you work out for 30 seconds, especially if you're just starting, and take a minute break, and then come back and do another 30 seconds, and then take another minute break. If you're able to get to a point where you could do 30 seconds on, 30 seconds off, that's great. And then you probably do 3, 4, 5 rounds of that particular exercise, and then switch it up and then do something different.
And you're talking a good major calorie burn as well.
Yeah, you're not only talking a major calorie burn during the exercise, but you're also talking a little bit of a major calorie burn post-exercise, because you're going to kind of keep that metabolism up a little bit higher than you would with your sort of like long endurance exercise type exercise. So it's definitely, you sort of take home some additional benefits outside of your scheduled exercise session, absolutely.
Now, we only have 1 minute left, Dr. Fado, so wrap it up for us. We're calling it Circuit. It has been, as you say, trademarked as CrossFit, which mm-hmm. kind of started everybody into it. So wrap up sure. that CrossFit circuit training method for us.
Well, I think, you know, it's an efficient and effective way of looking at exercise training. I think CrossFit as a brand has done a fantastic job branding their product, and it's a safe, effective product that works for most people. I think that everyone can do it. You know, some people say, oh, well, it's not for me. Well, everyone can do it, that you like it or not. That's a totally different story, but everybody should be able to do it. And then you just have to modify to whatever you're able to do. So if you can do some of the movements, you just have to be able to modify them. So I think it comes down to coaching, but it's like everything else. You have a really good personal trainer, a really good CrossFit coach will be able to modify some of those exercises. And some people may not. So if you are interested in doing CrossFit, if you are interested in doing that type of exercise program, then just find something that's comfortable for you and modify it accordingly, and ask your trainer or your CrossFit coach, wherever you are, to be able to modify those exercises for you so that you can enjoy the program and remain safe. There is an inherent risk in any type of activity we do, regardless of what it is, CrossFit or not. So just be safe. Enjoy the exercise and have fun with it.
And have fun with it. What a great way to end that segment. It's true. And you could do those circuits, get that burn, get a calorie burn and an afterburn as well, keeping your metabolism up. This is Melanie Cole. You're listening to Radio MD. Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter @YourRadioMD. And of course, stay well.